From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, the 10th day of March 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The weather's at the top of the news today as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm watch from Wednesday, March the 12th through Thursday, March the 13th for eastern Catskills, the greater Capital Region, Hudson Valley, Greene, and Columbia counties. Heavy snow may mix with rain or sleet for areas south and east of the Capital Region during the day, Wednesday. Snow accumulation of greater than 9 inches in a 24-hour period is possible, with a maximum snowfall rate of 1 to 2 inches per hour possible Wednesday afternoon through Wednesday late evening. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of snow before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. We'll provide you with the long-range forecast in a moment, but first, here is the weekend in review. Some of the stories that made the news between March the 7th through March the 10th. The Mid-Hudson News reported that Ulster County had the strongest job growth in the Hudson Valley Catskills region from January 2013 to January 2014, as well as the best rate among all 14 of the state's metropolitan statistical areas. The State Department of Labor reported during the same period that Greene County gained 1,400 non-farm jobs, a growth rate of 1.4%. Columbia County gained 400 non-farm jobs, or 2%. There are currently a total of nearly 15,000 non-farm jobs in Greene County and more than 20,000 non-farm jobs in Columbia County. The statewide unemployment rate in January was 6.8%. That's down from 8.1% the previous year. Public News Service is reporting that health concerns are growing as a result of the increased use of electronic cigarettes in the state of New York. Mike Clifford has that story.
Electronic cigarettes, also known as e-hookahs, hookah pens, and vape pipes, are growing in popularity in New York. Celebrities in advertisements tout them as a safer alternative to smoking, but experts say there isn't enough science to back up those claims. It's estimated that more than 250 different e-cigarette brands are for sale in the U.S. today. And since they are unregulated, Ed Miller with the American Lung Association says manufacturers are not held accountable for potential health risks. He says lawmakers in Albany are considering a ban on sales to minors, and they have good examples to follow.
New York City's been the real leader, as have Suffolk County as well. So you've got some of the larger areas of the state that to treat these products just like tobacco products.
The Food and Drug Administration has proposed a rule that would allow the agency to regulate e-cigarettes as they do for tobacco products. A tobacco cigarette contains thousands of chemicals, dozens of which are carcinogenic. While e-cigarettes may be considered less harmful, Miller says there is little research about the effects of the chemicals in them.
There's glycol, which is a substance that they use to in some of these, but you know, there's no ingredient label on these, and they're manufactured, many of them manufactured all over the world.
Miller says he hopes lawmakers in Albany decide to treat e-cigarettes like other tobacco products. For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.
William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman, when Hunter residents go to the polls next week, they will find the ballot contains only an uncontested mayoral race. Incumbent Mayor William Maley is seeking a fourth three-year term. Maley is retired postmaster and the owner of Sedgwick House Bed and Breakfast. He's been the mayor for 9 years and previously served another 9 years as a village board trustee. Maley is a registered Republican and will appear on the People's Party ballot line. Village elections are on Tuesday, March the 18th. Rick Carlin is reporting in the Capitol Confidential on the response of the State Teachers Union to the Assembly vote last week to delay significant parts of the Common Core implementation. The measure delays for 2 school years the use of test results for part of the teacher's evaluation. The State of New York United Teachers had earlier sought a 3-year moratorium. The legislation still needs to make it through the Senate. The vote comes before lawmakers later in the month, who will vote for the Board of Region members. There is a push to remove some of the sitting members who helped put the Common Core program into place. In a statement released on March the 4th, Senator Cecilia Kacik announced that she intends to vote against any of the incumbent members of the Board of Regents when the time comes. Kacik said the regents must be held accountable for the flawed rollout of the program. She said, and I quote, I believe very strongly they should be replaced with new members who will bring a fresh approach and greater level of understanding to the issues facing our schools, end quote. WRWD is reporting area residents are waiting to learn the fate of two national chain stores located in Hudson. Both Radio Shack and Staples announced store closings last week, but did not disclose specific locations to be shuttered. Radio Shack reported national sales were down 19% last year and that it intends to close more than 1,000 locations. Staples said nearly half of its sales are now online and it plans to close 225 stores nationwide. Radio Shack and Staples are located on Fairview Avenue in Greenport. As for the weather, as we stated earlier, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter storm watch, which will be from Wednesday, March the 12th through Thursday, March the 13th for eastern Catskills and the greater region, Hudson Valley, Greene, and Columbia counties. They are expecting an accumulation of greater than 9 inches in a 24-hour period. For today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting that we will have a slight chance of snow before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. For Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. As for the next 3 days, on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 50 degrees, a chance of snow after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 31. And on Wednesday, snow is likely before 11 a.m., then rain and snow likely between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., then rain after 2 p.m., high near 37 degrees. Wednesday night, rain before 8 p.m., then snow with a low around 20. Finally, on Thursday, snow showers are likely mainly before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 24. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 9 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 6:14 a.m. and will set at 5:56 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Monday, the 10th day of March, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.